Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Thanks for joining us. Your first time listening to the show, this is the one where Sarah and I listen to a song and make an anime for it. So it's a podcast. It's free. You can listen to it wherever you want, and we listened to a song, and its title is For Some Reason by the artists Dan Woo and Kim Eun-ji, both Korean artists. Search them up. We listened to this song. We each wrote our own individual ideas as if For Some Reason was the theme song to our individual animes. Bing, bang, boom. Took 5 minutes. Now they exist in paper form. Soon there'll be tablets and holographic screens. And,
definitely.
No more trees.
Oh.
No more trees.
Lovely.
But yeah, we wrote our separate ideas and then we're going to share them on the show and then combine them into a mega anime, which is fun.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to the song, it's available in the description, but it's also available on our Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
More to come at the end.
For now.
How about that?
As of recording, it's on Spotify.
Don't tell them our secrets.
Until Spotify implodes and loses all copyrights.
You're fun, aren't you, today?
You know, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Thinking thoughts.
Well, like, how do they have all the music? They don't have all the music.
Tell me about it. I'm still mad that they don't have the Belle and Sebastian Christmas album.
Why? Did they copyright?
I have no
idea. What's
up
with that?
I have it.
It's on Tidal.
I think it's... My favorite one is when they do Partridge in a Pear Tree and they go, aha!
See, that's good stuff.
For all you Alan Partridge fans. Go find that on Spotify.
Oh, no. It's probably on YouTube.
My Zune doesn't really work anymore, so how am I supposed to listen to it?
It probably doesn't work at all. I think probably doesn't work is a far cry from it.
I think if I leave it plugged in, it might work.
I wonder if my old, 32 gig iPod, because it just does not work also.
I guess we have some things to do after this.
It has, sand in the screen.
How?
I don't know. It might just be it might be micro scratches.
Mermaid?
And they percolate.
Merperson?
It's really old. But I remember that one because it has Johnny Depp on it.
Oh, I remember that box. Did you finally get rid of the box?
I think I got rid of the box, but I still have the iPod.
That was kicking around for a while.
And he's like, hello, this iPod comes with Pirates of the Caribbean. But it didn't because it wasn't an iPod video, was it?
No.
Was it? No.
That's what the sand is?
No, was it?
Pirates.
Sand. Oh my god.
It makes sense.
Okay. Well,
thanks for the Spotify rant.
This is a podcast. Serious.
Get out of here, Johnny Depp.
It's creative writing, and we did it, and we're sharing the other thing, and then we combine it, we write a title, and then we cast ourselves in it as cameos, and sometimes we cast other actors that we think of at the time.
Might be Johnny Depp, just saying.
And then also, you can suggest songs if you want.
Isn't he kind of terrible?
This one isn't a suggested song.
This one is not. If you'd like to, we have a form.
Is he terrible?
Didn't he,
Wasn't
there domestic violence?
Probably. Yes. Who knows?
Damn it, Johnny. So many people loved
Johnny. He'd go to hospitals.
I know.
Dang it. I mean, he still did that. So, you can't undo.
Yeah, but then you go and you beat someone you're married
to.
Yeah,
it's not great. I'll share my idea now.
Don't do that.
That I had for some reason by Dan Woo and Kim Eun Ji. I think that's what it is. I don't know Korean.
Look below.
Yes, but we've linked it below. It's hopefully got a sweet music video with a cat in it.
When you say sweet.
Heartwarming, touching.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll share my idea now for some reason. I just like saying that.
I know, because it sounds like for some reason.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Of all days, for your morning bus route to be late, it had to be the day of your big interview. However, as soon as you step on the bus, you know something is off. The bus driver isn't the regular person you're used to, and someone's in your spot. Oh, well,
shit.
Guess you'll stand.
Well, that was easy.
Problem solved, and that's my
groove was thrown off, but it was okay. There were other spots.
It only gets stranger when the bus takes to the skies and you breach Earth's atmosphere.
Okay.
Now, floating in space, you have just a few questions for this bus driver. They must have gone off route at some point and just need a reminder to stop at the public building downtown. So, it turns out the bus was scheduled to go this way, and you've certainly packed light for a cross-universe trip. Thus begins your new life as a passenger on a space bus.
Wow. Do we need to make a joke? It's been a while.
What the joke?
The magic bus.
Oh yeah. Man, it has been.
It's been a long time.
I was just trying to avoid the likeness of a magical bus to the...
Harry Potter?
The magical school bus the same name.
I didn't even go there. I went straight to Harry Potter.
Yeah, I immediately went to is the bus driver Miss Frizzle? No.
And this person does not have red hair
It's
whatsoever.
A public bus. Not a school
See,
bus.
See, and I pictured a double-decker immediately.
Sure.
And so I was like, oh, it's Harry Potter.
Got Britain on the mind.
Ice dues.
In it.
Governor.
Sorry.
And then we were banned.
Yeah. We just were taken off of the iTunes.
We were added to.
UK store.
The no-fly list. Yeah. And
just people stopped listening in general.
That's it's not okay.
They never started.
That's also a good point.
Zinger.
Sorry for our stereotypical British attempt at an accent.
Yeah.
Apologies.
I think it's so... why is it way more acceptable for a British person to use or to attempt an American English accent?
Like in acting?
Yeah. Because it's funnier.
That's a great question.
Immediately offensive, sort of, to do it. Like, it feels like I'm being offensive because it's so bad.
I think that's the issue. In fact, I was watching...
And they can just do it, and they're like, I'd like to order a cheeseburger.
I watched... because I love Graham Norton. I was watching Meryl Streep, and she was talking about how she, when she was really young, had to do a British accent for one of her roles. And she was like, oh, I hate watching it because I didn't know what I was doing. It's so bad. But then also I just watched The Perks of Being a Wallflower, where Emma Watson plays an American teenager. And some of those vowels, man, they got away from her.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no, let me help you.
She's like, oh, I'm actually American.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, well. That's my idea, space bus.
Anyhow.
A magic space bus. It has been a while.
It has.
I couldn't tell you the last time we've made a magic bus reference.
It's been... it's definitely not
the
this
60s.
Year.
When the song came out.
Was it? I would guess the 70s. I don't know. All right. I could kind of see how yours and mine could go together.
Cool.
Question mark? Anyhow, would you like to hear mine?
I would.
All right.
Please.
Ahem. Welcome to the Happily Ever After Bookstore and Cafe.
Okay.
I wanted a little bit more excitement. Wizards. The bookstore / cafe is owned and operated by a lovely couple of frogs.
Oh.
All right, that's a better reaction. But yeah, think frog and toad vibes, but less tweed and more springtime flowers and doilies.
Okay.
The loving couple see well-known fairy tale characters swing by from time to time, but the lesser-known characters are the main customers, and often come to try a new baked good with their favorite tea, and maybe read a new fairy tale truly about ever after.
Mm.
That's as far as I got.
That's fun.
Thanks.
So is it sort of blending the doily aesthetic... and cottagecore, but also a modernish coffee shop, or is it sort of all medieval-y?
It's a little hobbit towny, not gonna lie.
Okay.
That's why I was thinking maybe they're a little bit short, so people have to duck maybe a smidge when they come
in the
front
door.
That's
a good vibe. Yeah, very, yeah. Yeah, rustic.
Yeah, it's very cottagey, very,
the whole, Gandalf crouching into a hobbit hole sort of vibe.
Yeah, not maybe that much, and they can stand fully when they're inside, but you gotta... and a squeeze through the door first.
It's part of the experience.
Yes, it is.
It's good. I like it.
Thank you. But yeah, it's an old building. It's historical, but it's just a cozy, kind of grandmother-y vibe.
I like it. I would go there. I would watch that anime.
Cool.
Just frogs selling people coffee and stuff. What was your whole fairy tale thing?
Well, they live in, they are, the frog
prince. So, the tabloids
prince.
Are,
They don't have tabloids at this bookstore. Don't be silly. They well, have newspapers.
Right, I know. But a newspaper would be like, Prince Charming finds woman in tower.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
But, you know, the, like, frog prince, how they get turned into frogs. Mm-hmm. Well, they aren't the only ones that got turned into frogs.
These two. And more, possibly.
Mm-hmm. There was a bit of a rampage by that frog witch lady.
She's just going around.
She yeah, Oprah'd frog, everyone. Frog. Woo!
That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, not... But
they don't mind. They were other creatures beforehand or something.
Oh.
They have no desire to be human. They are completely happy being frog/lizard people from Mandalorian.
Got it. Mandalorian?
Animalorian?
Mandalorian. And the Lorax. And...
Ooh, back to the trees.
Okay, so how do you want to combine Space Bus with cottagecore toad coffee?
I mean, isn't it obvious to you as it is to me?
Apparently not. I'm missing a huge piece of information.
They get on the mat, because now mine's really British.
Now yours really British.
We're doing that again?
Nope.
But yeah, now mine is like a British-y vibe.
Okay.
As many fairy tales, I feel like, are. And so your character gets on a double-decker bus as into space.
Wish. Yep.
And it goes to this place. Carrie ever Alice. After.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be called ever
I
after.
I say isekai now.
Yeah.
It was kind of an isekai in like other world being literally a different like
the
space travel to another
bit,
world. Yeah. But this is now sort of magical. Yes, it is a magic bus instead of a space bus.
And there could even be like woodland creatures on the bus. Very, you know, got like Bambi and Snow White's getting her hair did. And...
Okay. So are the main characters the frog people?
Yes.
And they take in this newcomer isekai protagonist?
They're going to have to.
Okay. I would 100% watch that because I would not watch it.
They're going to bump their head.
I would not watch it if the main protagonist was the isekai bus passenger. Fuck that show. Yeah. I would hate it. But if the main characters are the owners of the coffee shop and they take in the isekai protagonist.
Exactly. The kindly, slightly older frog couple.
That decide, 100% sells me on that idea.
Come in.
Yeah.
You're home here.
That's when the Netflix execs welcome us.
With open arms.
Open arms.
And open legs. Woo!
And then they throw us out of the window again.
How many Who references can I make?
Is magic? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, it's Boris the Spider. Shoehorn that in there.
Seriously.
Sorry.
And then you go, out here in the fields.
Heinz Beans.
Oh, they God.
Sold out. Yeah. Anyhow.
I fought for my year.
It's terrible.
I put my back into my... Okay. so bad. No,
it's
but
very British. What
the
can
idea
we say?
Is very good. Okay, I'm super into it.
Yeah, it's very British.
Yes, not following... Yeah, sort of... What was that? Blackadder or...
Yeah.
With the hotel or whatever?
Oh, well, that was no, Fawlty Towers.
Fawlty Towers, that's the one I'm
But Blackadder also. Choice.
Yeah. Every...
Love Blackadder. Yeah. It's been too long.
Yeah, we could watch it.
We should.
I don't know what's on. Was it on Netflix?
I don't know.
Okay.
Baby Hugh Laurie. Pinball Ron Wizard. There's a pinball machine in the bag.
A spoon in your mouth. Okay.
Silver? No, plastic.
I do really like this. I don't know what else there is. It's clearly like a just sort
for
of.
For me, it was like steamed buns.
Yeah, but sort instead, of meta slice of life.
It's a fairy tale land.
But it's weird. Yeah, this is not the meta steamed buns.
No.
Following the people and the protagonists. This, I think the story, again, is the bus protagonist from the other world just is taken in and given the extra room in the inn/coffee shop
they
slash
just,
historical
you know,
building
this,
or whatever.
This frog couple was never blessed with children as they so wished. And so they have an extra sewing room up there.
Yeah.
And they, you know, the ceiling's a little low, but you just kind of push some stuff around and there's a cozy little spot.
Yeah. So I think the funny thing would be is, ooh, that would be funny.
Please share.
The pilot is essentially starting, it would be like the start of an isekai anime where you're following the protagonist, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. The interviewer.
That gets on the bus and ends up in the world.
Interviewee?
But as soon as they get into the world, they're like taken in by this couple, and then suddenly you're not following this isekai protagonist anymore. They like leave and do something else.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, like go get bread, and then they go and do that, and you expect the camera to go and like go with that person, but it just like pans back to them and they're like, all right, and then like the show is them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant they left for good, the isekai.
No. Okay. They come back. But it's the total bait and switch. I would do that 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Cool.
Totally. But I like the idea that, you know, it's where all the fairy tale characters live. And so...
sort of Shrek-esque.
Yeah, yeah. Little
but anime.
Different vibe, but...
We've made the Shrek-averse. Guy Fieri-verse, the Flavortown.
Flavortown's just across the bay.
I don't remember what the last one... something other.
Bells.
Bell-verse.
There's a bell tower. There's a lot of bells in fairy tales.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there are a lot of fairy tales that we don't know, so it would be good to do that, to add others.
Oh, totally.
The lesser, because I mentioned, like, well-known something, and, like, you know, basically the ones Disney movies have been made out
right.
of. Snow White, Cinderella,
because I haven't, Mermaid, I haven't blah, blah, blah. Even read all of Aesop's fables, so, mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's a collection.
Yes.
But there's, like, collections by so many other worldwide renowned... Yeah.
And they're scary, and these are going to be less scary.
But that's the whole thing that Disney does, is you take an actually scary, like, moralistic, you know, fairy tale, and you just flip it and be like, and everyone lives happily ever after.
And I really like the idea that all the people milling about are the ones in the fairy tale books, but the books aren't all that realistic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So in the bookstore, there are all the fairy tales we know, and then some. And then you just see the people
hanging
around. Well,
totally. It's totally...
It's almost like Disneyland, where you have all the... This is like the
I think
cafeteria.
There even is, like, a writer, like a novelist in this town who is, like, writing... what they know.
Okay, that's a little too once upon a time, though.
No, but it's not that becomes real or whatever.
Okay.
It's that they're just, like, they're imaginative, and they take what they know, and so they're like, oh, frog
is
prince.
Is that one of, or both of the frogs?
Sure.
Are they the ones that see, and they go, oh, wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe they
give
self-publish.
Them the role. Give them, yeah. Give them that agency.
So their cafe is also like a writer's workshop where they have...
Totally. Just
that's
give it
super cute.
Give it like Starbucks quality. And you go there, you open your laptop, and
I mean,
your new
honestly,
script.
It makes me think of all of the Barnes & Nobles with Starbuckses in them.
Oh, totally.
That were my favorite place to go when I was a kid.
Books and a coffee?
I loved it.
Match
it always
made in
smelled
heaven.
So good.
Yeah.
Similar vibes.
Yeah.
Those were happy childhood memories for me.
And I think that to
I
me,
don't know what that says about me as a person, but...
That, to me, gives these characters the right to be the main characters, is they are also, like, supplying the entertainment to their customers, and they're actually, like, really good at it, and so their imaginations and stuff lead them to be interesting characters who lead interesting lives.
I agree.
And there you go.
Cool.
Sounds good to me.
So, it's just kind of, I hate to say it, a slice of life.
Oh, totally.
But it's... I mean, it's fantastical, but it's still...
Yeah, it's the least realistic life that... I mean, it is not a life that
we would... It depends on what bus you take.
Yeah, maybe. But I think it comes down to... It's a slice of their life.
Exactly.
So it's not a slice of life in terms of, like, high school romance. But it's slice of life in terms of...
Cafe owner.
Not a lot happens episode per episode. Mm-hmm. I think that's the fun thing that I've found... that I enjoy most about sleeper hit shows or something like that, where it's under the guise of a not a lot happening, but then the arc or something that was established before the show started or something, you know, like something hinted at is actually the real, like...
That's the story.
Yeah.
It's the real thing.
And it's not even something you have to know is happening the whole time. So.
So I guess the next question is... One, do you like this? Because I do.
I really do.
And
I think I've reiterated that many times.
Should we title it?
I think it's going to be a short ep, but, you know.
It's just a nice little peaceful.
When it kicks butt.
Hey, what are you going to do?
When it kicks that much butt, you just got to think of a title.
I also don't know, because I mentioned the witch having been like, you're a frog, everybody's a frog, frog. Do we want that witch to come back and be like, I can change you back into who you were?
Oh, sure.
And then they have to, like, consider.
I think that's the hidden sleeper plot.
Okay.
There you go.
And maybe they were humans to begin with, but, like.
Yeah. No, for sure. Because and that's the thing is, they're frogs, and you're like, well, that's weird. Like, not everybody's frogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're, like, you were just given that knowledge immediately.
And it's not like the woodland creatures that do follow around Sleeping Beauty. Not yeah. Sleeping Beauty. Snow White. Because they can't talk. Like, they know what's going on.
Right.
They're helping. They're wonderful friends. But they can't speak.
I think there's an episode where you do actually follow Isekai protagonist A. And they meet the witch and maybe, like, do a helpful task for them.
Because they're thinking, I can change the frog couple back.
I don't even know if that crosses their mind. I think...
I was thinking that would be the reason. And then they come back like, hey, I found... We can get you back to who you used to be.
I think that could happen, but it would be down the line. I think there's the initial meeting the witch episode where you follow the isekai protagonist and they just kind of like hang out. Like, it's an old lady. They help him across the street. And, like, that's that. And you're like, that's the one. Like, she had the hat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
So at some point we do follow them to get bread. Maybe the first time we do. They go, okay, go get some bread. And they're like, can I have a map? And so we get to see the world.
I think it's a huge world building opportunity there.
But then the next time when they have to go out for bread, they're like, cool. You remember how to get there? Okay. And if you need help, just, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then we think we're going to leave. And then we don't.
That'd be fun.
I think that would be fun.
That'd be fun.
Because then you have the established world. And from there are some times where we go out in the world with the out-of-place person who's slowly trying to fit in, maybe make some friends, stuff like that.
And I think that's the fun thing is their plot is definitely still happening in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the whole isekai, like, becoming a hero thing, but, like, totally in the background to what's happening in this show.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like it.
I like that a lot.
Cool.
Sweet. And we get to have the, like, huge sweeping fantasy shot with, like, Joe Hisaishi-style music.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm picturing that they are in some sort of, like, medieval kind of castle situation within the castle walls. There's, like, this beautiful city up on a hill. There's a castle, and then...
I can't remember the name.
The cafe, and, you know, it's just, like, it's sort of...
It's, like, Dell or something in the...
In Ni No Kuni?
Ni No Kuni?
Yeah.
Like the first town or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's definitely that sort of vibe, like cobblestone, cottagecore sort of.
Definitely. It's the Hisaishi thing.
Yeah.
Where he likes to do kind of like European sort of, which I'm so into.
Yeah.
Give me like Kiki's.
Oh, for sure. Seaside town. I feel like we say that anytime we have a like noted locale that we're trying to like, emulate.
Koriko. I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's what I named my Animal Crossing town in a previous game was because of that. And we have a co-host. So title words.
Title words.
We've got cafe, bookstore, fairy tale, other world.
Fairy tale, bookstore word? Fairy tale word, bookstore word?
Sure.
All right, you want to do a fairy tale word first or a bookstore word first?
I can start with the bookstore.
Oh, I'll do a fairy tale word. 3, 2, 1. Whimsy.
Adventures.
Whimsical adventures of the fourth realm. switcheroo. 3, 2, 1. Tales.
Meant to be.
Meant to be is cute.
Meh. There are good words.
Yes.
You got any, like, titles popping out at you?
Me? Titles?
Am I asking the wrong person?
I don't know. I was thinking like storybook word, fairy tales, stories, tales, adventures.
Dragon?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's like the adventures aren't happening in the bookstore per se.
It's happening in the books.
Yes. Yeah. They're within an item that are crafted there, but that's not the thing.
What is... do frogs have, like, nests? What do you call the little, like, spot?
No frog hole?
Is it really a frog hole?
I don't know.
I don't either.
They just, like, bury them a little bit.
Bury what? The eggs?
Yeah.
They do them in water. That's why they're tadpoles.
Oh, I was thinking of fish. Salmon bury their eggs. They're very similar.
Also underwater.
Circles, yeah. Little circles.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
That doesn't help us, though, does it?
No. What about something like everyday fairy tales?
Oh, I like that. That fits like a cozy cafe kind of thing.
It's just every day.
Yeah.
It's just like every day.
Fairy tales, they're just like us.
Just like us. Yeah. I do like that.
I do too.
Sweet.
Dang. Way to go.
I came up with a title.
2021's your year, baby.
Hell yeah.
I'm
now imagining there's like some political poster for like evil Prince Charming and he's like, you know.
Nope. This is our anime.
I know.
We don't have to put that.
That in. To me is very Shrek.
Yes, it is.
Very Lord Farquaad.
Yes.
Yes.
Extremely.
Like 100% just picturing Lord Farquaad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, it's everyday fairy tales, and that's the anime for that. Who would you want to be in everyday fairy tales?
Well, I think I would want to be with you, if that's okay. Okay, fine. Yeah. Find somebody else.
Yeah, I feel like we'd be patrons of the book coffee shop.
We could be there maybe for like the book group kind of situation.
Yeah, book club thing or even a signing or something. Or,
yeah, or we're wannabe writers and we have questions.
And we're collaborating on something, yeah.
Which honestly describes us in real life a bit. Look at what we do.
Outside, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we're wannabe. We write shit down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, and we collaborate.
Technically, we are writing.
And we need
therefore, we are writers.
So.
And we need assistance, please.
Excuse me? Frog and frog, help.
Help. This caramel macchiato, delicious, but also...
Well, since we're here, drinking such wonderful things...
How's the verbiage on this?
Want to have a gander? Oh, not you, Goose.
All right, we're
Mother
in
Mother Goose, I mean.
That's it. Just really good. The character actor from Mandalorian's in it.
Yep, what you gonna do?
For mocap.
Yeah.
Mocap.
Yeah.
3D.
And maybe... one of the frogs, if we like how they sound, considering we didn't really hear them. But if nothing else, mocap. Yep, yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they didn't.
Well, that's a spoiler.
Oh, yeah, that's a big spoiler. Mm-hmm. Can't really do that. Yeah. But yes, we're in it. And
they make noises, but it's hard to tell.
The show, instant anime.
Just add music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Wow. Another anime in the books.
And you came up with the title.
That's a first.
It's not a first.
For the year.
For the year.
Yeah, I know. And this, I mean, you know, there's a finesse, there's an art to doing it, and you always nail it. And so I do feel good when I do it. So thanks for giving it to me.
I get lucky? Yeah. I have no idea how it happens.
Who came up with Strike a Deal?
You.
That was me?
I have no idea. I'm giving you that
one.
It's
because there's some that I'm like, it's gotta be you. True North, it's gotta be you.
Well, that was, honestly, that was 98% my idea start to finish. So, of course, in my brain, I'm like, oh, I like that one.
Yeah. But, like, Strike a Deal to me is still one of the most, like, saleable animes.
So we should perfect our elevator pitch?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the one.
Yeah?
Gay bowling.
Mm.
Like demonic possession sort of thing, like mm-hmm. That's just so, I still think that's really good.
We've done some good stuff,
and that's so long ago now. There's bound to be very much better stuff in between those.
Well,
but regardless,
we have some good stuff. Think
regardless
back.
We've done this episode now and we're in it and we're done and we have a Twitter.
Yes,
it's at Instant Anime Pod.
It is.
It's where we post GIFs teasing upcoming episodes, uh-huh. And we also post the episodes there and ask for suggestions and just hang out.
It's also the pinned tweet, I believe.
Pinned tweet is the suggestion form, nice. And we post cursed images. And
when it needs to be shared, it needs to be shared. That's the tweet.
But yeah, that's the Twitter. We also have a website.
We do. It's instantannie.may. Check it out. It's where we host. It also has the suggestion form pinned in the sidebar, as well as the Spotify playlist, as mentioned earlier, which is full of songs. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of songs that we've used for past episodes.
Quite a few.
Because we already talked about how Spotify sort of does what they want.
We're on our way to 200 eps.
That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
It's really crazy.
Get there.
We'll hit that this year.
Months, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But, we totally will. I can't do math. I'm like 50. No.
No.
It's like 20.
It's like 15.
Mm. But anyhow, ooh, we also, in our sidebar, besides having the playlist and a handful of podcatchers, the suggestion form, which is also available at suggest.instantannie.may, we have a shop if you want some merch.
Yeah.
And it is where we host. So as we mentioned, having descriptions with clickable stuff, it is clickable there. Not always. There's certain platforms that support it and some that don't in terms of podcatchers, yeah. But
I think the main thing that is trying to be standardized is like clickable links, but you know, it's not always the same.
If you can't find it, you can check it out at instantannie.may.
Mm-hmm. Or search up the song For Some Reason by Dan Wu,
mm-hmm,
and Kim Eun-ji, and try and find that yourself.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You can do it.
Either way, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope to see you next week for the next anime.
Woo!
Bye.